Alright, the following note is brought to you by the Gimme Notes Guy for Accounting FAC 1502. Alright, let's jump straight into the accounting questions. First question, discuss the nature of accounting. The nature of accounting is a specialized means of communication which is used to convey a specialized message about an entity's finances. The recipient of this specialized message, the users of financial information, must understand it, otherwise the information that is conveyed has no value. Accounting is therefore a language. The next question, what is the common unit of measurement in accounting? Well, the common unit of measurement in accounting is money, plain and simple. Next, name the four main forms of ownership. The four main forms of ownership are a sole trader or a sole proprietorship, a partnership, a closed corporation, or a company. Cool, move on to the next. Discuss the different uses of financial information. Well, the different uses of financial information are investors, employees, lenders, suppliers and other trade creditors, customers, governments and their agencies, and the public. To break each one down, the investors, these are the providers of capital. They are concerned with the risk involved in their investment and the return. So they're interested in the interest or the dividends that they will get from their investment. They need information to decide whether they should invest, which is to buy or hold or sell their shares. The employees. Well, the employees are interested in information about the stability and profitability of the business. They want to know if the entity will be able to pay remuneration and retirement benefits and whether there are any employment opportunities. Next is the lenders. Well, the lenders need information to determine whether their loans and their interests on the loans will be paid on due dates. Nobody's going to lend you money if you can't pay, you know? Next, we move to suppliers and other trade creditors. Well, these users of financial information, they need it that will assure them that the amounts owed to them will be paid when due. So nobody's going to give you credit for stuff knowing that you can't pay, even though you need merchandise to maybe conduct certain business. Next, we move to customers. Well, customers need financial information because they want to know if the business is going to continue to exist, especially when they have an interest to do business with you for a long time and they're dependent on your service. Next, we move to government and their agencies. Well, they're interested in financial information, in the allocation of resources, and therefore in the activities of the entity. They also need this information in order to regulate the activities of entities, determine taxation policies, and to use information as a basis for national income similar statistics. Next, we move to the public. Well, the public, they need financial information because the public is affected in many ways. Entities often contribute to the local economy by employing people in the surrounding area. So they are a direct form source of income for them. So, yeah. Now we move on to the next question. Differentiate between financial accounting and management accounting. Financial accounting primarily deals with the external users of financial information. External users are people and institutions who exist outside the entity and who are not directly involved in the management and day-to-day operations of the entity. Specific set of standards governing how transactions are recorded and reported for users. So that's financial accounting. Management accounting caters mainly for the internal users of financial information of the entity. These users may include the internal management and operational personnel of the entity who require a wide variety of financial information in order to manage the entity on a day-to-day basis. And management accounting is less role-based. Cool. Move on to the next. Explain the following two accounting concepts. Consistency and materiality. Right? Okay, cool. Well, the consistency principle states that once you adopt an accounting principle or method, you must continue to follow it consistently in the future accounting periods. Only change an accounting principle or method if the new version in some ways improves reported financial results. You got that? Cool. Next, the materiality principle states that an accounting standard can be ignored if the net impact of doing so has a small impact on the financial statements, that the reader of financial statements would not be misled. You heard? Cool. Next question. Define the concept of accounting policy. An accounting policy is a set of standards about how the entity will handle the same type of transactions in order to achieve a consistent result. Sweet. Next, the next question says, what is meant by disclosure of accounting policy? Well, since an accounting policy represents an entity's decisions about situations which it could deal with in various ways, it has to disclose its accounting policy in its financial statements. So, for example, an entity has to indicate what basis it had to deal with the depreciation of property, plant, and equipment, right? It's very important that you remember that. Next, we move to describe the concept of international financial reporting standards. Well, this foundation is a general framework and encompasses, in broad terms, accounting concepts, principles, methods, and procedures collectively. The objective of creating accounting standards for particular issues is to limit the variety of available accounting practices, but without striving for strict uniformity or creating a set of rigid rules for all circumstances. The ultimate aim of accounting standards is to encourage widespread use of particular standards in financial reporting and to eliminate undesirable alternatives. Remember that. Cool. Next, we move on to the next. Discuss the underlying assumption of financial statements. Right. Well, the underlying assumption, namely that financial statements are prepared on an accrual basis and that the entity is a going concern. Now, using the accrual basis means that the effects of transactions and other events are recorded when they occur and not when cash is received or paid, unless all the transactions of the entity are cash transactions, of course. And yeah, going concern means that the entity is going to continue to exist or to operate. And generally, this means within a period of 12 months. Cool. Move on to the next. Name the fundamental qualitative characteristics of financial statements. Well, there's two of them. There's relevance and faithful representation. Next question. Name the elements of financial statements. Well, the elements of financial statements, you must think about this. There's five of them. Assets, liabilities, equity, income, and expenses. You heard? Cool. Next, we move on to define the concept of an accounting entity. Well, an accounting entity is an entity for which separate financial records are kept. Awesome. Move on to the next. Describe the financial position of an entity in terms of the basic accounting equation. Now, describe the financial position of an entity in terms of the basic accounting equation. The answer to this is assets are equal to equity plus liabilities. All right, now we move on to the next one. It says, explain the nature of assets, equity, and liabilities. Well, I'm going to go one by one. Assets are the possessions of the entity. Equity is the interest which the owner has in the business and which the entity therefore owes to him or her. Next, we move to liabilities. Liabilities are creditors' interests or interests of parties other than the owner or the owners. Liabilities are therefore debts of the entity. Sweet. Next question. Name two sources of financing. The most common two sources of financing are the owner and creditors. Cool. Next question. What is meant by the double entry system? Well, in principle, it means that every transaction has a dual effect on the elements of the basic accounting equation, and that every transaction is recorded in the basic accounting equation must remain in balance. So it either affects two or more accounts. Remember that, chap. Cool. Next, we move on to how is the financial performance or results calculated in accounting terms? Which financial report reflects the financial performance? Two questions. Answer them. The answer is it's income minus expenditure. That's how we calculate financial performance in accounting terms. And the statement of comprehensive income reflects the financial performance. Cool. Move on to the next. Give three examples of income. Well, this is easy. It's rent income, dividend income, and sales. Next question says, give three examples of expenditure. Well, this would be rent expenses, salaries, and wages, or advertising, for example. Sweet. All right. Next question. How is profit or loss determined for a financial period? Well, this is simple. Expenditure is subtracted from income. Done. Next. Does a loss increase or decrease the equity of the owner? Well, you should think about this. A loss obviously decreases the equity of the owner. Okay, focus. All right, next. Name the three groups of accounts in the general ledger. Excuse me. Well, this is assets, liabilities, and equity, which includes capital, drawings, income, and expenditure. Right. Next question. What is the difference between the total debts and the total credits of an account called? The balance. Booyah. Next. How do we test the arithmetical accuracy of transactions in the general ledger? You should know this. You do so by preparing a trial balance. Sweet. Well, next thing. There are many, but what are the types of journals or books of first entry that we currently use? This is intro into accounting. Well, the first one I would say is the cash receipts journal and the cash payments journal, in which all cash transactions are recorded. Next is the purchases journal and the purchases returns journal, in which credit purchases and the returns of credit purchases are recorded. Next is the sales journal and the sales returns journal, in which all credit sales and returns of credit sales are recorded. And then finally, the general journal, in which transactions are recorded which are not recorded in one of the other journals. So, for example, the correction of errors and the writing off of credit losses, which is also known as bad debts. Cool. Next, we move. When naming accounts in the cash receipts journal and the cash payments journal, what do the letters B and N indicate? Now, this is specific for UNISA users, right, as they teach us. Well, the B numbers indicate the statement of financial position accounts, and the N numbers, these indicate the nominal accounts. And remember, nominal accounts are income and expenditure accounts, while statements of financial position accounts are capital, assets, and liability accounts. You heard? Cool. Move on to the next question. What is your gross profit? Well, your gross profit is determined in the trading account. It is the difference between sales and the cost price of sales. Cool. Next question. What is your cost price of sales? Well, your cost price of sales is determined in the trading account. It is the opening inventory plus purchases at cost price, minus closing inventory at close price, right? And proper accounting for inventory is thus important in determining the cost price of sales. Sweet. Next question. What is the perpetual inventory system? Well, there's 5 points here. The business keeps a continuous track of inventory levels for the different inventory items it sells. Ideally suited for businesses that sell items that can be easily identified, measured, and a value attached to them. For example, people who are selling Bugattis. Next, a purchase of inventory is recorded directly into the inventory account at cost price. The next point, at the time of sale, the cost price is transferred from the inventory account to the cost of sales account. And the last point, gross profit can thus be determined for each sale. Cool, now we move on to the next question. How do you determine the markup on a cost price, and what is the method to figuring out the markup on a cost price? Well, when determining the cost of sales, it is important to establish whether the markup was made on the cost price or the selling price. So the price that applies is taken